Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Nun Vav. We are starting Nun Hamad Beis on the bottom with Halacha Gimel and Vilna's Daf. It's at the beginning of Mem Ches Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Sar Basim Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Oliyah. And we continue discussing roast in the Karban Pesach. The Mishnah says Sachu B'Shem Shal Truma. Let's say the Karban Pesach was smeared with Truma oil. As we had said, we're not allowed to cook it in oil or water or something like that. But we could smear the outside with it. That's not a problem. So smear with Truma oil, is it permitted to be eaten? And the Mishnah tells us simply Im Chaburus Kehanim Yechelu. If the Chabur that's registered to this Pesach is of Kehanim, so of course they could eat it because they're allowed to eat Shem and Truma. However, none of them are off on top. Im Shal Yisrael, if it's a Chabur of only Yisraelim, so they're not allowed to eat Truma, what are they supposed to do? It depends. Im Chai, if it's still raw and it hasn't been roasted yet, Yadichenu, they should just wash it off. But Im Tzli, if it was already roasted, which means before it was roasted, they put the oil on, then it was roasted with the oil, so Yikav HaSachitun, the whole outer layer of the Karban Pesach has to be peeled off because it's not allowed to be eaten due to the fact that it has the Shem and Truma on it. Now let's say Sachu B'Shem Shal Ma'aser Sheni, it was smeared with oil of Ma'aser Sheni, which they're allowed to do. Ma'aser Sheni is allowed to be eaten in Yerushalayim, that's no problem. However, he has to be careful. He's not allowed to charge that as money for the Bnei Chabura, because we're not allowed to sell Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim. Let's say the Karban Pesach costs $100 and there's 10 people registered to it, so it's simple. Everyone chips in $10 and that's great. Now that one of them put on the Shemit of Ma'aser Sheni, he wants to add that into the cost. That's what the Mishnah is telling us, that no, they are not allowed to pay for it because you're not allowed to sell Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim, and we're going to see in the Gemara that we're actually referring to being paid the Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim. So our first points out, Lo'amar Ella Sachu, this is in the Mishnah, that we peel off the outside of the Karban Pesach if it was shmir with Truma oil. That's only if it was Sach, if it was shmired with Truma oil. Ha'im Tivloy, but if it was Nitbal, if it was dunked in it, which means there was way more oil put on, then it's Usser, which means you can't just peel off the outer layer, you have to take off a significant amount because much more oil was used, so it went deeper into the meat of the Karban Pesach. Now we have a story. Chad Bar Nash Bishal Tarnagel with Shemen Sreifa. There was a fellow who cooked a chicken in Shemen Sreifa, which is Tomei Truma oil. We know it's only allowed to be used by Kaihanim as fuel for their fire, and even Kaihanim are not allowed to put in their food. And this fellow cooked his chicken with the Shemen Sreifa. What's he supposed to do? So also Shal Rav Bisna, he came and asked Rav Bisna, Amrlei, told him, Azal Shalka, go and cook it for a really long time, and that way the oil is going to be spat out. It's pilate all the oil, and then you don't have a problem. And now we have our last clarification. Kena Masisa, this is really what the Mishnah is referring to. Ain paid in Ma'aser Sheni b'Yerushalayim. That we're not allowed to be paid. That we're not allowed to transfer the kedusha of Ma'aser Sheni onto money in Yerushalayim. And since the oil itself has kedushas Ma'aser Sheni, if the Bnei Chabur are going to pay for it, that's going to end up transferring its kedusha onto the money, and that's not allowed to be done in Yerushalayim. So therefore, whoever used his Ma'aser Sheni oil, that was a donation to the Chabura. He can't make other people pay for it. And now we've gone to Halacha Dalet. We begin discussing a different din. Chamisha dvarim b'ayin betuma ve'ein achan betuma. There are five different karbanos. They're going to be brought betuma, even though there's tuma. Let's say the kaihanim are all tame, and the only ones that can bring the karban are kaihanim. So it's still going to be brought betuma, but it's not going to be eaten betuma. What are these? Ha'aymer. This is a karban aymer. This is the mincha made out of barley, brought the second day of Pesach. We know a kaimetz is taken off. That's basically a fistful. That's burned on the mizbeach, and the rest of it is eaten. Ushtei alechem. This is the karban out of wheat, brought the second day of Shavuos. Vilechem apanim, and lechem apanim every single week in the Beis Hamikdash. Zivchei Shalom and Tzibur are the two shlamim, two kvasim, specifically two lambs that are brought along with the karban shtei alechem on Shavuos, and Usi'ir Rosh Chodeshim, the Si'irim of Rosh Chodesh. And all these things will be brought in a state of Toma, but they will not be eaten in that state of Toma. However, HaPesach Shabbat B'Toma, if the karban Pesach has to be brought B'Toma, which we're going to be discussing later on, what that means, the Pesach is brought B'Toma, but there are certain situations where the karban Pesach could be brought in a state of Toma, Nechal B'Toma. It's eaten in that state of Toma. Why is that? Shloi B'Metchilas El Achila, because the whole purpose of the karban Pesach is to eat it, and therefore when it's brought B'Toma, it's also eaten B'Toma. So Gemara first asks, V'chol karban Sibur in Ban B'Toma? What, all karban Sibur are not brought B'Toma? Of course they are. There aren't just five karbanas that are brought B'Toma. Any karban Sibur is going to be brought in a state of Toma. So why the Mishnah tells that? And the Gemara answers, Loi Asa El Meimer L'cha. It's only coming to tell you that Afal Pishein Ban B'Toma in Nechal B'Toma, that even though they're brought B'Toma, they're not eaten B'Toma. And it's these five karbanas which are the only karbanas Sibur that are eaten. You're right, there are other karbanas Sibur that are brought B'Toma, but those are karban Oila. They're burned completely and they're not eaten. It's these five that are the only karbanas Sibur that are eaten. So that's what the Mishnah has to point out. Even though they're brought B'Toma, they're not eaten B'Toma. Now ask another question on two of these that we mentioned. We had mentioned the Shtei Alechem and Zivchei Shalom Eid Sibur. So really, this is a two-part karban brought on Shavuos. There's a Shtei Alechem, which is wheat, and two lambs, which were Shlamim. Now there's a Machloikas Rabbi Kiva and Rishim Benanas regarding these two parts of the Shtei Alechem, which one is Ma'akiv the other. Rabbi Kiva says that the Lechem is Ma'akiv the Kvasim, and Rishim Benanas says the Kvasim are Ma'akiv the Lechem. Now knowing that, the Gemara asks, Bain Kamad Amar Alechem Iker, Bain Kamad Amar Kvasim Iker, or the Gol Kamad Amar, that the Lechem is the main part of the karban, or like the Kamad Amar, the Kvasim are the main part of the karban, are Ba'inin, that's only really four in the Mishnah, because these are two parts of the same karban. So how are we saying five things are buying B'Toma? It's really four things. One of these things has two parts to it. The Gemara answers, Tanai Chashloin, Betanisoin Chamisha. That's proper Girsa. The Tana was Chashish for both of them, and that's why he taught five. He taught Lechem according according to Rabbi Kiva, and you talk kvasim according to Rabbi Shimon ben Anas, because those are the ikar parts of the carbon according to them, and that's why we have five in the Mishnah. Now we have machlokes. What's the source for all these things that they're buying batoma? So istana itani kulon lemedim pasach. They're those that teach that they're all learned from the carbon pasach. Whereas istana itani those that teach call echad echad lomim kaima. Each one is learned from its own place. Now ma da'amar kulon lemedim pasach. The one that says that they're all learned from carbon pasach. What's that limud? Well ma mayadoy shenar pasach doichas atoma. Just like the word mayadoy that's said by carbon pasach, that tells us that it's doicha toma. That even if there's toma over here, we're still going to bring the carbon pasach. Af mayadoy shenar bekulon doichas atoma. So to the mayadoy that's said by all these, that's doicha toma. Now it doesn't actually say mayadoy by all them. We just know that each of these carbonas has a set time it has to be brought. So that's the same concept as mayadoy in its set time. That tells us also that it's baba toma. And again, that's being learned from karm pesach. So what about mando amar call echad ve'echad lam kaimai minayin lay? What about the other mando amar that each one is learned on their own? It's not learned from pesach. How does he know it? How does he know that it's doicha toma? And the answer is va'asik adal tani. It's like the following brayso. So Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says matam loymer vaydar moshes meyade Hashem. What's pshat in the pasuk vaydar moshes meyade Hashem? Moshe spoke over all the meyadim of Hashem. What do we learn from here? And the answer is l'fishaloy lamanu el al pesach v'tam shi'itchos haShabbos. Since we only know beferish from the pasuk that carbon pesach and carbon tamid they're doicha Shabbos shenar b'hem b'mayadoy. It says b'mayadoy in their proper time. So obviously it's doicha Shabbos. B'shar kol karbonas sibur minayin. What about all other karbonas sibur? How do we know that they're doicha Shabbos? We can't learn them from tamid and pesach because both of those have a chumra. Tamid is tadir. It's brought every single day. Carbon pesach if one doesn't bring it, he's chayv kares as opposed to all these other karbonas. So we can't learn that they're doicha Shabbos from pesach and tamid. How do we know them? Tamaloyim because this we have another pasuk that says eila tasu l'Hashem b'mayadechem. These you shall do for Hashem in their proper times. And so we learn from this word b'mayadechem in their proper times that even if their time is on Shabbos, it's doicha Shabbos. The pasuk continues. Don't have one base on top. Lo oimer ulakariv imoy ulashtei alechem ulakariv imoyin loy shamanu. But for the oimer, meaning the minchas oimer and the carbon is brought with it, and the shtei alechem, these wheat breads, and the two kvasim that are brought with it, that we do not learn from this pasuk because they're not included in this whole parsha. They're mentioned somewhere else in the Torah. So how do we know that they're doicha Shabbos? And the answer is kshaymer. When another pasuk says veidaber moishes me'ad Hashem b'nei Yisrael, then Moshe spoke over the me'ad Hashem to b'nei Yisrael kavan chayva. That sets them as a chayv that one must bring them in whatever time they have to be brought, and that means that they have to be brought even on Shabbos. And also shakul mivay b'toma. It tells that they're brought in a state of toma as well, because if the pasuk has been kaveh them as a chayv that they have to be brought, that means they have to be brought no matter what. Shabbos toma doesn't make a difference. That's the source that all these korbanos are brought b'toma, and again, it's not being learned from Pesach. Now we further clarify ukashem shahin b'in b'toma kach yudin achal b'toma. The same way they're brought b'toma, they should also be eaten in a state of toma. Why not? And the answer to that is gzeres hakasav. It's gzeres hakasav that tells us about basar asher yiga b'chal tamei lo yachel. The meat that touches any tamei is not going to be eaten. So if the meat is tamei, it can't be eaten, and that's gzeres hakasav. So we ask v'amraf b'pesachin. So why don't we say the same by korban Pesach? If it's tamei, it shouldn't be allowed to be eaten. And the answer is shan yehi. The korban Pesach is different. Shaloi b'mitchilas ayal achila. As we explained in the Mishnah, the whole purpose of the korban Pesach is to eat it. It's not just to bring it as a korban and agav we eat it. The main purpose is to eat it, and therefore, even if it's brought in a state of tuma, we're going to eat it. This Mishnah continues with the theme of bringing the korban Pesach and other korbanos as well in a state of tuma. However, there's something very key to know regarding all korbanos. The main avoda necessary, which determines if the korban is kosher, is the zrikas hadam, sprinkling of the blood. If it's done properly, then the korban's fine and the meat could be eaten. Or sometimes, even if the meat can't be eaten, the korban still counts and another one does not need to be brought. And again, that's because zrikas hadam was done. So now knowing that, the Mishnah tells us, nitma basar v'chelev kayom. Let's say the meat of the korban Pesach became tamei, but the chelev, the fats that have to be brought in the zbeach, that's still around. Ein zrikas hadam. We do not do zrikas hadam. The korban is completely pasul, and it's because the korban Pesach is meant to be eaten, and since the meat became tamei, so the main purpose of bringing the korban is not even fulfilled, so no zrikas hadam happens. However, nitma chelev basar kayom zrikas hadam. Even if the chelev became tamei, as long as the meat is still around and it's not tamei, zrikas hadam does happen because we could eat the meat. However, mukdashin einoy kein with mukdashin, which means other korbanis, it's not like that. Ella afal pi shenitma basar. Even if the meat of the korban became tamei v'chelev kayom, as long as the chelev is still around and that could be brought on the mizbeach, zrikas hadam will sprinkle the blood, because even though other korbanis technically could be and should be eaten, that's not the main purpose of the korban, and therefore, as long as part of the korban is still around that's able to be put on the mizbeach, namely the chelev, the fats, we'll still do zrikas hadam, and it's a kosher korban. Now the Gemara clarifies with Rav Nosson, the first part of the Mishnah regarding korban Pesach is not like Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson, our Rav Nosson says yotzin bezrika b'loy achila, that even with the korban Pesach, we're yotze simply by sprinkling the blood, even though it's not eaten. Meaning, even if the meat of the korban Pesach becomes tamei and it can't possibly be eaten, still all we have to do is zrikas hadam, and it's perfectly fine. And it's obviously not like the beginning of the Mishnah. And the question is, ma taima? What's Rav Nosson's source for this? Because the pasuk says, v'shachtu oisei kol kol adas Yisrael b'ener abayim, and all the congregation of Yisrael shall shecht it in the afternoon. Now, what does it seem from here? That the entire Am Yisrael is shechting oisoi, it, which is one korban Pesach. And what do we learn from here? I say it, just one Pesach, Aval Pisha Ein Sham El Pesach Echad, even though there's only one Karma Pesach here, Kul Hoin Yotze Mizrika Achas, everyone in Klal Yisrael is Yotze with one Zrika, with one sprinkling of blood, and the Ishra Kezayis L'chol Echad V'Echad, is it possible that out of one Karban Pesach, everyone's going to be able to get a Kezayis? Obviously not. How many Kezayisim of meat are there in a Karban Pesach? Definitely not enough for all of Am Yisrael. And nonetheless, according to Nassim's understanding of the Pasuk, everyone could be Yotze with this one Karban Pesach, so it must be that even though the meat can't necessarily be eaten, still Zrika Sadam is kosher for Karban Pesach. Now we further clarify these dinim. Pshita Dal Milsa, the following thing is pashut, it's obvious, we don't have any questions about it, that number one, Nitma Basar Ve'Emurim Kayamin, if the meat of a Karban became Tame, but the Emurim are still around, Zarka Sadam Al Emurim, the Zrika Sadam could happen because the Emurim are there, and we'll bring the Emurim on the Mizbech, and everything's fine, the Karban's kosher. Also, Nitma Emurim Ve'Basar Kayam, if the Emurim became Tame, but the meat's still around, and it's not Tame, Zarka Sadam Al Basar, we could do Zrika Sadam because we have the Basar here, and so the Karban is kosher and everything's fine. However, Nitma HaBasar Ve'Avdu Emurim, let's say the meat became Tame and the Emurim became lost. What's the din over here? Now, specifically, this question is regarding something called the tzitz being meratze, which we're going to see later on. This is a special din that the tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wears on his forehead brings about an acceptance of certain things which otherwise would be pasul. Now, the main thing that the tzitz is meratze for is if the blood of a carbon became Tame, but for whatever reason they sprinkled it on the Mizbeach anyway, the tzitz is meratze and it's fine and no new carbon has to be brought. The question over here is, do we say that the tzitz is meratze for this situation where the meat became Tame and we don't have the Emurim anymore? Do we extend the ritzui of the tzitz to such a situation? So Amar Shammai Shammai says, Ahein Kamaisa, that's a proper girsa. This is what we had in the previous thing, meaning referring to the previous Mishnah, where we learned that the Minchas Ha'Omer is brought, even though the Shiraim are not eaten. As we said, when we're dealing with Toma, the Karban Omer is brought by Toma, which means that the Kamitza, that fistful, is put on the Mizbeach, but the Shiraim are not going to be eaten. And Loi Kamisha Nitma Basar Va'avdu Emurinhu, isn't that the same exact thing as the meat becoming Tame and the Emurim being lost? So we have Zrika Sadam on the Mizbeach, so Atamer Kaimet of Hacha Zarek. Just like over there, when the Karban Omer is brought by Toma, we still take off the Kamitza and put it on the Mizbeach, even though we're not eating the Shiraim, we're not eating the rest of the Karban Omer, so the same thing should be over here. He should be able to do Zrika Sadam, sprinkle the ball on the Mizbeach, even though the meat is Tame and we don't have the Emurim anymore. It seems to line up perfectly. However, Amar Rabbi Mana, that's proper Girsur, Mana explains, that's not a Raya, Tifter Krib Lezer. We can explain that that Mishnah is like Krib Lezer. Krib Lezer, Amar Lezer holds, Afal Pisha ain't Shiraim, even if there's no Shiraim at all, Nun Zayin Amar Alpha on top, Yesh Kaimetz, we still take the Kaimetz, the Fistful of Mincha, and burn it on Mizbeach, even though we don't have Shiraim, they got lost, they're not here, it's still valid. So maybe that's who the Mishnah is going like, and we're asking, even according to Yeshua, who argues the Krib Lezer, and so we don't have an answer to the question. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss the Karban Pesach being brought by Tumah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.